Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Waterboy Rugby Pod. I'm Austin. This is Mark. Mark, how's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Mark and I went to school together. Mark, tell us a little bit about how we actually met.
Yeah, so we didn't go to the same primary school. We met in high school. We played rugby together for about 5 years. I was a hooker. He was a lock. Always the first line-out option, except maybe Ryan Johnston. He was excellent. But yeah, that's how we met, and we played together for 5 years, and yeah, had some good times.
Exactly, yeah. And the whole idea with this podcast is we both South African guys, born and bred here in South Africa, and we're going to be speaking about all things rugby, rugby across the world, definitely some players abroad we're going to chat about. That's going to be interesting. Rugby that's happening here locally. Just all things rugby from a South African perspective. There's a lot of interesting controversial topics we can speak about as well, which is going to be interesting. There's been a big demand for this. A lot of people have been asking about it. Thank you guys for all the support. It's going to be really interesting. Mark, tell us a little bit about your rugby background, because you've actually been playing rugby quite a bit outside of school as well.
Yeah, so after school, I went to the Western Province Rugby Academy, and then I spent a year in Germany playing. I was a professional tackle shield holder, as they call it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I played a year in Germany, and then I played a year in England, and played for Hamiltons in South Africa, and then I went to Germany for another 3 months, and now I'm playing Varsity Cup. So yeah, I've been a bit of a globetrotter, but I've loved every minute, and feel like I can bring a nice, unique perspective.
Yeah, definitely, and you've also coached a bit of rugby, eh?
Yep, I've coached at some high schools in the area, and I've coached a little bit in Germany, which was tough with the language barrier, and I'm currently coaching some primary school kids just to learn the basics and really enjoying it. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, so Mark's really been around. He's played a lot of rugby in a lot of different circumstances, a lot of different conditions. So Mark's an awesome person to have on this podcast, really interesting person to speak to. Unfortunately, my rugby CV is a lot less impressive. I stopped playing rugby in high school. We played first team together, but then after high school, I stopped. And I coached a little bit of rugby as well after school, which was cool. But then besides that, just been doing a rugby memes page. That's pretty much the only way I've been involved in the sport. Also, I did some rugby writing for this website a few years ago, just for a bit. So I've taken a very different route in the rugby world, but it's so cool that both of us have still been able to be involved in the sport. So there's a lot that you guys and we as well can look forward to in this podcast. We're going to speak about a lot of interesting topics. Mark, what do you think are some interesting things we're going to chat about?
We'll probably do some previews, some reviews of maybe the Currie Cup, the British and Irish Lions Tour. That's going to be very, very exciting. The Six Nations Super Rugby when it starts in New Zealand. Just some previews. We'll do some controversial topics like the concussions that some players are experiencing post their career. Just some very, very interesting things. We're going to talk about players abroad, South African players abroad. It's a very passionate topic for Austin over here. Something that we're definitely going to chat about. A lot to look forward to, and
Definitely, yeah. And guys, if you ever feel you have any suggestions, please feel free to give it to us. We could talk rugby for hours. Yeah. So now we're going to play a little bit of an icebreaker game. Would you rather questions, but all rugby related, rugby themed, just to break the ice a bit and just so you can get to know us a little bit better. So I've prepared the questions. Mark doesn't know what these questions are. I've thought about my answers a little bit already. Mark, first question for you. Would you rather be kicked in the balls by Andre Pollard or take Owen Farrell's shoulder to the face?
Wow. I'd have to say Owen Farrell's shoulder to the face. I think that would be an absolute honor. Because I think he's an excellent rugby player. He should definitely work on his tackling. I'm not disagreeing with that. Yeah. But I would rather leave my balls in a safe place and let Andre Pollard stick to kicking rugby balls, and Owen Farrell can have one cheap shot on me. Happy to take it.
I have to agree with you there. I would make the same choice, the same decision, because, you know, like I feel a concussion can recover, but Andre Pollard can put some permanent damage there. So definitely, I think that's the right choice. But Owen Farrell, he's a big guy, hey? So I'd be concussed for a month. Yeah. Second question. Would you rather be in a fist fight with Eben Etzebeth or Bucky's Buerta? Who do you think you would have a better chance against?
Is this before or after the brandy?
let's say after the Brandy, when they were both in their prime, so not how old Buckies is now, because he's pretty old now. Yeah. And
sorry Buckies
yeah, but when they were both in their prime,
that's a tough one. I probably have to say Buckies Poeta. Purely because Etzebeth has about 17 brothers and they can probably all fight as well as he can.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping Buckies Poeta will just give me a quick shot and leave. Whereas Etzebeth, I don't think one altercation with him is going to be enough. So I think I'm going to take my pain, take my punishment from Buckies, and hopefully walk away still breathing.
That's good thinking. I would actually pick... I thought of the question completely differently. I would go for Irban rather. Irban, I feel like he's a lot more muscly and he does a lot more work in the gym. Mm. But Buckies is just like a whole different level of tough.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just feel like Irban Etzebeth's a little bit more compassionate. Mm. He's got a little bit more love in his heart than Buckies. But I think they're both really scary guys. But yeah, I think if you picked a fight with Irban, you would never hear the end of it. Yeah. They would come after you, definitely. Another one for you, Mark. This is a little bit more of a lighthearted one. We've been doing really unpleasant would you rathers, but let's try something a little bit more lighthearted. Would you rather have lunch with Nick Mallett or Rassie Erasmus, where you can pick their brain for a full hour, you can ask them any questions you want, Nick Mallett or Rassie Erasmus?
Sure. That's a tough one.
By the way, we're not going to say what school, but Nick Mallett was a teacher at our school for a year. Did you know that?
No, I did know that. Yeah. He coached my uncle.
Oh, did he?
So, very interesting. Yeah. Back to the rugby archives. So, I'd have to say Nick Mallett. I think my heart would say Rassie Erasmus, but after watching Chasing the Sun, I feel like I already know Rassie Erasmus a little bit better. And I would, you know, Nick Mallett's always so serious on the television, but I'd love to have lunch with him and just actually chat about the questions I would like to ask him. I think he's a brilliant, brilliant rugby mind, really knows what he's doing. So I would have to say Nick Mallett, but not by far. Mm. Rassie Erasmus is a close second.
That's a tough one. That's probably the most difficult question. With Nick Mallett, they're both really nice guys. Like, I think they're both really nice guys. I would go for Rassie, just because I feel like it would be interesting to speak to him about what's going on in rugby now. And he definitely does have a much better idea than Nick Mallett will, because Nick Mallett's just an analyst at the moment. So he doesn't really know what's happening inside SA Rugby. So Rassie, I think, would be a really cool person to speak to. Yeah, so that's all the would you rather questions I have. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This wasn't a proper podcast, just a little bit of a warm-up. Mm. We're definitely going to be speaking about Currie Cup, things like that coming up. A lot of rugby to chat about. So stay tuned, subscribe, follow us, do whatever, and see you next time. Cheers.
Beautiful. Cheers.